Hello and welcome, welcome, welcome to Leaders of Valor, Leadership Done the King's Way. What do we talk about on Leaders of Valor podcast? We talk about uplifting one another, upholding one another, and ensuring that we all come up, right? That is the purpose. We believe that our father, our daddy, the king of the universe, God himself, has more than enough resources to take care of my needs, take care of your needs, and everybody else's needs in between. We have to trust him to be able to do so. And we're going to talk about just that today and how we can uplift and promote others in the entrepreneurial space, how we can support those individuals so that they can continue to be successful and continue to support our communities. We know that small businesses, minority-owned, Black-owned, women-owned, veteran-owned businesses are integral to the success of our communities. So we have to do our part in supporting those organizations, those businesses. It's great to go to the big businesses, but I implore you to try to support those in your own backyard, those who are putting tax dollars and money right back into your community's pockets, right? So that's what we want to do. We want to ensure that we're upholding them, uplifting them, and making sure that we are patronizing those who are in our direct neighborhoods, who are in our communities, who think like us, look like us, act like us, believe like we do, right? We want people who are on the up and up, who are doing excellent things in the business world as entrepreneurs to get that light, to get that the word of mouth, to be able to stand in front of larger audiences to promote their businesses and their products. So today, that's what we're going to talk about. If you don't know me, again, I'm Dr. Trin. I am the owner and founder of Leaders of Valor, also Tremonti Consulting LLC, which is my parent company. And what I focus on is ensuring that visions that we have, the strategic plan and the goals that are written, move from something on a paper, on a whiteboard in a conference room to fruition. We want to get it off the papers, off the boards, and make it reality, right? And a lot of times, business owners are stuck in that space. They're stuck where they have this beautiful vision. God has given them this word that, hey, you know what? I'm going to touch multitudes with my product. I'm going to bring something healthy to the world. I am going to make the best dish possible, and I want everybody to taste it. And yet, that's as far as they go. Why? Because they may not have the resources available. They may not know whom to contact to move from point A to point Z to get it from paper to fruition. But that is what I do. I'm a leadership development, organizational development, and business consultant and an executive coach. So, with that being said, one of my vision points, one of my initiatives, when God gave me the vision to open Tremonti Consulting, one of the things that he and I absolutely were in agreement with was that I was going to support, uplift, and promote other kingdom focused businesses, other small businesses who may not have the same level of exposure as some of the larger businesses. Those of us who are entrepreneurs know some of us who are minorities, who are women, who are veteran owned, who are neighborhood mom and pop stores may not have the same level of exposure as your bigger businesses, your Walmarts, your Krogers, your Olive Garden, all of the bigger businesses, your Taco Bells, the businesses that we constantly see on TV, on commercials, and other ads. We may not be able to afford all of that right off the bat, but what we can afford is word of mouth. If somebody has touched you, if a business has given you excellent service, and it's a small business owner, a veteran business, a minority business, a woman-owned business, any of those entities, make sure that you pass along, give that word of mouth recommendation because it can actually make or break these smaller businesses that may not be able to afford a 5 p.m. spotlight while the evening news is going on, right? So I implore you to go out and support those businesses. Today, Leaders of Valor, we're going to talk about just that. My talk up, lift up, bring up challenge. And that is focused on those minority businesses, veteran-owned businesses, and also women-owned businesses who are historically underutilized. You know, we don't have sometimes the big name and the big supporters and the big marketing strategies. We may not often have the big silent partners and all that good stuff. That may come in time, but when we're just getting off the ground and we're in those years of feast or famine, and we're at the point where we're wondering, is this going to work? Am I going to be around for 5 years? Am I going to make it to 10 years? We need the word of mouth advertising that speaks volumes. Now, we all know the African American, African Black culture, we have the highest buying power of any other culture. Therefore, we should see that reflected in our communities, right? For those of us who have in my neighborhood, I have my Asian brothers and sisters. I have my Hispanic brothers and sisters, Black. I have our Native American, all these different people in this one area. Yet I pass by, I drive down the street, and I have never heard of some of these places. And it's because the word of mouth, I see people going in. But when I look online, they may have five reviews, they may have three reviews, they may have zero reviews. And then I look at how long they've been in business. They've been in business for 8 years and only three people took time to leave excellent reviews. Come on, we got to do better. We got to do better. So I'm challenging us to do that as of today. So, as we always do, we're going to open with a word of prayer. My goal is to ensure that Holy Spirit is heard and felt in everything we do. We want to be kingdom first, kingdom focused, kingdom driven. We want to ensure that God leads us into everything He has for us. And to do that, we have to listen to His voice. So right now, we pray, Holy Spirit, that you come in and that what you need to be relayed is relayed to your people so that we can be more effective, efficient, and we can live in purpose that you have designed for us before we were even here on this earth. We thank you for it in advance. So, what does the Bible say about uplifting one another? You can pick just about every book and you will hear something about supporting, uplifting, upholding, being there for one another. In the early church, when right after Jesus died, you could read all of this in the New Testament in the book of Acts. And if you don't know where an Acts is, it's closer to the second, like two-thirds of the Bible. Flip through two-thirds, you'll see Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and then the book of Acts. The book of Acts is a book that tells what happens. It's a working book. Acts, ACTS, Acts of the Apostles. What does that mean? The acts, the duties, the tasks that those Jesus left on earth with the mandate to go and preach to all the nation. And as for all of us, but these were the first people he told this to, his apostles, you know, Peter, James, John, all these people who he had trained. He did on the job training for 3.5 years with these individuals because he knew that one day he was going to have to die for us and ultimately be raised, and thus salvation took place. Thank you, Lord. But he knew that the work could not end with him. As phenomenal as Jesus is, there's none like him. He still wants us to be his hands, his feet, his heart, his mind. He wants us to reach people who are here in our current marketplace. So to do so, he wants us to follow what he did. He wants us to support, to uplift, and to be a light shining on others in our community so that ultimately they can be lifted up, but that God can get the credit for all that he's given us and all the expertise and the excellence and the knowledge and the wisdom and understanding and the success that he has afforded us. Therefore, the Acts of the Apostles, that book focuses on how God's apostles, Jesus's apostles, went around and talked about him, how they did word of mouth preaching and teaching and telling of his miracles that Jesus did while here on this earth. What did that do? It spread like wildfire from a small group. And of course, Jesus had more than 12 disciples. We know that. We know there were women who followed him, Mary of Magdala or Mary Magdalene. We know Joanna, whose husband was a high-ranking officer in Herod's court. We know of all of these other women and other men who followed him, even though they may not be listed all out by name and say they did this and they did that. We know Jesus had many people who followed him. Wherever he went, he was dynamic. So everybody wanted to be in his presence. There were multitudes, thousands and thousands upon thousands of people. The Bible say 5,000 people followed him here. But pay attention, because back in Bible days, it was a very patriarchal or male-centric society. So when they counted groups, they counted men. So you, in some translations, you will see 5,000 men plus women and children. Well, we know, most Bible scholars know, that 5,000 that Jesus fed at one sitting, that 5,000, we know that did not count women and children. So most people believe, most biblical scholars believe, it was anywhere between 15 and 20,000 people who followed him to that event where he did the Sermon on the Mount. He did all these other amazing, miraculous miracles. But with that being said, we know that it was more than just men who followed him. There were women, there were young people, old people, people who look like me, people who look like you. Everybody wanted to follow Jesus. How could you not, right? They were smart. I wish some of us were smarter. But with that being said, the Acts of the Apostles talks about the works. Acts is another word for works. It's the action word, the acts of the doings or the work of the apostles. So it tells tales of Peter and Paul, who was converted. He was not a believer, but was converted because he had a face-to-face encounter with Jesus. And that has to change you. You can't do anything but change if Jesus comes into your book. Right? If he comes into your house, if he comes into your cup and your plate, you're going to be changed if you come in contact with the Savior. Therefore, it talks about Peter and Paul and all these other apostles and how they preach the word of mouth advertisement. They didn't have TV, they didn't have social media. Word of mouth is how the word got around, right? And thankfully, some of them sat down and wrote down what the Holy Spirit led them to write and why. That's why we have the Holy Bible today. Why? Because God knew that he wanted his word to spread, not just there, not just in the Middle East, but all over the world. And that's a work still in progress, but so many different nations and people of every tongue and kindred, we know about God's word now. Why? Because it outlived even the apostles. Why did it do that? Because of word of mouth. What if Jesus would have given the mandate, go ye therefore into all the word and the world and preach the gospel? Go and tell all these people, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all the things that I have commanded you and showed you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. What does that mean? That means go. I need you to finish the work. I need you to continue what I have started here. My time here on earth is done, said Jesus, but I've made you disciples. I've given you the tools necessary to spread the word. That is the truth in the book of Acts of the Apostles and in all of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, all of the books of the Bible in the New Testament. All of those books came after, even though there were some prophecies about Jesus, which was spot on in the Old Testament. When Jesus gave the mandate of going to all the world, he was talking, you can read it in the New Testament, he was talking to the new church, the early church. At one point, they were called the Way, and then ultimately they became Christians, Christ-like Christians. And it's because of that word of mouth that the church spread like wildfire, even through persecution, even through all of these kings and magistrates who tried to silence them and get rid of them. That's the reason Jesus died. They want to silence him. You can't silence the king of the universe. But anyway, nice try, but it didn't work. All you did was usher in salvation, Satan. You lose. But anyway, because all of these people were spreading the word by mouth. Again, they didn't have social media. They didn't have a phone where you could say, hey, girl, go to. They went, they did the footwork and they went out and they spread by mouth, the word of God. And that is why we have it still to this day. The longest living book ever written is right here in my hands, the Holy Bible, because nothing can outdo God, right? I don't care how great of an author somebody is. I applaud everybody. I wrote a book myself. But nothing written by the hands of man, other than if it is something that Holy Spirit has given inspiration on, will be able to last millennia, thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and it's still here, and people are still reading it, and it still applies to my broke down life today. Therefore, because of the work they did, because of the work, the listening to the Holy Spirit and spreading by word of mouth, the good things that occurred, the apostles were able to start what we are required to continue on even through this day. It is our duty to keep uplifting Christ and showing Christ and leading people to his word so that he can continue to be lifted up. He can be lifted up with or without us, but he chose us. The God of the universe chose us to represent him. And that is our focus and our goal here on this earth. With that being said, I like to apply the word of God to my life because it wasn't only specific to them. He wasn't telling the disciples then go and spread the good news. He was telling everybody, all of us are disciples if we're followers of Jesus. All of us as disciples if we're learning from him. A disciple is somebody, a student, a learner. That is what a disciple is. So therefore, if he told them to do it, he didn't say, hey, Peter, James, and John, go ye into all the world. He said, go ye into all the world. He didn't make it person specific. If you are a believer in him, if you believe in me, it is your obligation, it is your duty, and it's your honor to go into all the world and preach others, spread the news about me. If you find out something good, wouldn't you want to share it? Crossover into how this applies today. As a business owner, I know that it's difficult for those who are entrepreneurs and small business owners to get word of mouth. Even if we have a great experience, I can go to a mom and pop corner store restaurant today and eat. And it's like, oh, that was good. And they will ask us, please leave us a review. What happens when you leave that store? How many of us actually leave the reviews? I try my best to do so, but I'm a fallible human being. Sometimes I just can't do it all. But I try to write myself notes and be very intentional about bringing up other business entities, especially if they're small businesses, they're veteran-owned, minority-owned, Black-owned, women-owned businesses. I am trying my best to promote them. And I know many of us in our communities are trying to do the same. But this is where I'm coming from today. Just as Jesus told us to go and spread the word, go and spread the word about these businesses. Go and ensure that you are supporting them, you are uplifting them, you are helping them to move from where they are to where they need to be. We may not be able to get a 30-second spotlight during the evening news, because we may not have the same funds as some of the larger businesses. But we are able to spread the word. We are able to leave a positive review. We are able to go and take a picture or a photo. And that's one of the things that I'm starting today, April 12th of 2024. I am starting to go into the world, my marketplace where I have influence, and meet with different entrepreneurs in our area who are minority owned, veteran owned, women owned. These people who run these businesses will be my target. Why? Because I want to post on social media what they could offer us. So if you know of a business entity that is doing phenomenal things that has service excellence at the core of what they do, and they are people that you want to share with others. And if they're doing excellent things, we all should share them with others. I want to know about the good people out there because I want to be a patron of their business. And I pray you do as well. So please do. You can contact me. All of my links are going to be available, but please let me know if they're in the DFW area. Awesome. I'm going to go and meet them in person and do a live feed. If they are outside of DFW, I'm going to have them on the podcast coming soon. Have them on the podcast so they can show us some of their products. They can tell us what they do. They can tell us where they're located, share their social media links with us and their website, and tell us how we can best support them as we move forward. Again, I want to implore you, if you are not a member of your Chamber of Commerce, I'm a proud member. Card-carrying member of the Collin County Black Chamber of Commerce here in Plano, Texas. I am a proud member of that and I support them. I'm also a member of the African Think Tank. I'm a volunteer for them. If you know of a phenomenal business, please get involved. If you know of a group or an organization in your neck of the woods, if you're a veteran, a Black-owned, Asian-owned, Hispanic-owned, woman-owned, any minority-owned business, please make sure our LGBTQ businesses, please make sure that you are uplifting and supporting those people. I never asked you to believe what everybody believes. What I'm asking you to do is support those who support our community. Point blank, period. You don't have to believe everything that the person you're doing business with believes, but God can even take those situations and open up a door, open up a moment where you can present him to others who may not recognize or may not know about him. So take every opportunity. The Bible says, take every opportunity to present God in what we do. You don't know how you could change somebody's life in somebody's situation by passing on good word of mouth about their business or passing on that God loves them, regardless of what they believe or how they identify. I don't care about that. I respect them for who they are, a child of the King, regardless of whether or not they believe it, they are. So please be very intentional with me as we go on this journey. I'm going to do this. I'm definitely going to do it once a week where I go out on location and film. And today I'm going to Yoma, Yoma Boutique Fashions. This lady, Miss, oh my goodness, Miss Florence specializes in some of the hottest trends in African fashion. She dressed me. You know, I mean, she dressed me. Everything from showing me accessories to showing me how to wear. I was in a boutique. It was seriously a boutique concierge style feel to how she presented herself and her products in her store. Check her out. She's in Plano. I am going to post information about Yoma, Yoma Boutique Fashions, on my social media pages. And of course, the links will be on all of my social media so that you can check her out and try her out. Also, I'll be going to Natural Life. They're a holistic product store where you can get supplements and things that can help you as adjuncts to the medications you're taking. Of course, you always want to talk to your physicians to ensure that it's safe to mix medication with natural herbal products. But I'm telling you, as someone who has worked in healthcare for 30 years, over 30 years, that some of the products that we can take that come from plants can actually help us to feel better without the need for constant increases in the dosages. So, with that being said, I'm going to go to Natural Life and I'm going to meet with my girl, Yemi, and her husband, Arthur, who are both Nigerian business owners and they're a veteran family. They have supported us in our country, and we're going to support them, right? So I'm going to go to them sometime within the next week. But today we're going to Yoma, Yoma, and I'm going to meet with Miss Florence. I'm going to let her tell us about her business, and I'm going to post that on all my social media sites. So get ready for that. And I look forward to profiling more businesses that are Black owned, Asian owned, Hispanic, minority of any kind, women owned businesses, and definitely our veteran owned businesses. Why? Because we have to promote them because we can't always depend on TV and radio to do so, right? But we will do that starting today. I look forward to it. Please share, 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 share. If you know of a business that's doing excellent things in your community, please pass on that word of mouth. Please There will be a link in the comments. Send me their information and I will reach out to them because I want to make sure that they're all getting an opportunity to be spotlighted in this regard. I want to make sure that I'm doing my due diligence and following my vision for Tremonti Consulting, which is to uplift and support other businesses that are like-minded, that are want to do great things in our communities. That is how our communities come up. The businesses that are founded and based and anchored in our communities. We have to support them so that they can continue to support us. I love you. God bless you. Remember to live for purpose, in purpose, on purpose, and with purpose. Be blessed and have a wonderful weekend. Love you so much.